Here we go then. I'm at West Ruislip train station. It's 12:30 on Sunday afternoon and it's time to get to Wembley. First things first, they always go on about the tailgate party before the matches. I don't even know what it is, but I'm about to go and find out.
Number 3.
Okay, I've made it to the tailgate party. There are thousands of NFL fans all over the car parks at Wembley. Either drinking beer, eating hot dogs, watching demonstrations, as you can hear in the background. There's an NFL zone with lots of history in it. There's a massive NFL shop with thousands of people in it. Lots of food and drink bars. Pretty much the place to be, I think. Let's find out what a few people think about it. You're wearing a 54 Erlacher shirt like me.
Yeah.
Yours has seen a bit more action than mine has. So how long have you been following the NFL, Tony?
I've been interested in it for a couple of years, but mainly through this guy who spent a lot of time in America, and he knows the rules, so I stick with him.
Come on then, is that what lit your torch on this?
Yeah, I went over to, I watched the Bears at Soldier Field. The year that the Giants won the Super Bowl, and they were playing the Giants. So,
and how much of an experience was that?
Oh, it was amazing. Soldier Field was just fantastic. It was December as well, so people were in their sleeping bags.
And what about tonight's game? What do you think?
I've got a shout for the Bears, of course, but.
You're dictating that, are you?
Yeah.
No, I've been to Chicago many a time, and I've watched the Cubs play, but I've never watched the Bears play.
No, same here. So it's going to be a special night for all of us, I think.
Yeah,
enjoy.
And it's 37 years since I was last at Wembley, so this is another first for me.
Now, I'm with TJ Reeves, who is a Bucks Network radio commentator.
I'm affiliated with the team. I work for the team, and we've been over here this week, obviously, second time that we've been over here in the last couple of years, and we've had a blast, and we're looking forward to the game.
I can't help thinking, if you're the home team in one of these International Series games, it's a bit of a disadvantage because you're not really at home. How do you make the most of the home advantage when you're at Wembley?
Well, that's a great point. And, you know, it's something that you hope you play well early in the game and the crowd that's here begins to embrace you, begins to cheer for you because you've almost got to win them over. And so it's going to be the same task for the Bears, that whoever kind of gets to that finish line first in the first half and gets the crowd on their side may keep the crowd for much of the game. So, yeah, it is a challenge. It's not quite the atmosphere that would be at Raymond James Stadium back in Tampa, but you have an opportunity to control that if you are able to play well early.
Two tight ends in for the Bears. Second down and one. Hand off to Forte. And Forte picks up another first down and more. He is inside the 10 and will take it in for a Bears touchdown, 32 yards.
Time running out in the game. I've got one big task left, and that is, can I get into the players' changing rooms? Now, in the UK, of course, we never get real access to changing rooms, but the Americans often let the media into the players' locker room. So that's my aim now, after the game's finished, to get down to the Bears' locker room and see if I can speak to Brian Urlacher, the Beast. Okay, I've made it. I'm in the locker room. This is too exciting. Brian, fantastic to see the Bears in the UK, and I guess you must be quite relieved, I guess, in the end, probably to close out a game you look pretty comfortable with for a long time.
Yeah, you know, got a little stressful there at the end, but offense had a big drive there, and DJ made that nice play to save it for us, but they're a good football team. We knew it was going to be a tight game, just didn't know when it was going to be tight.
Yeah. Enjoy the interception?
Yeah, that's always nice to get those. I'd take one every game if I could.
Yeah. What about your quick trip? I mean, a lot of people thought you might not be able to perform as a team that well because you only had 2 days over. How about that?
I think it was better because, I want to stay home as long as I can, you know, for a game. You're comfortable at home. It was nice. We got over here, traveled Thursday night, practiced Friday, and rested Friday and Saturday night. So it worked out good, obviously.
Yeah. And the season picking up now, a couple of straight wins?
Yeah, we're playing better. You know, we're making plays on defense. Offense has been making plays all year long, but we're finally making plays on defense, getting takeaways and sacks. So, you know, we're getting better when we need to be.
And what about the Wembley experience for you?
Awesome. It's really cool to come over. I've never been here before, so it's really cool to come over here and see this and play in front of that crowd.
Well done. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
So, I'm absolutely delighted now. I did what I came to do. I've got in the locker room. I've met Brian the Beast Urlacher. He's been civil. He's given me an interview. I can't really ask for much else. I'm going to leave here a very, very happy man.
Happy!